an opportunity for growth. We bought our first house when our daughter Hannah was 4 years old. Our son Brandon had just turned 2. The kids were fascinated with all of the newness, their rooms, the new playground in the backyard, and most of all, the steep staircase in the 2-story foyer. The staircase was attached to one wall, leaving a long banister on the unattached side and nothing but hardwood floors below. It took all of one day for Hannah to discover the thrill of climbing up the stairs on the outside of the banister. With just enough overhang to stand on and plenty of support pickets to hang on to, this banister provided an indoor climbing adventure. Thankfully, I noticed the expedition before she got in over her head, or literally climbed above mine. I told her to come down and instructed her that climbing the outside of the stairs was off limits. What I didn't notice, however, was Brandon watching his big sister's every move. 2 weeks later, I walked out of my bedroom at the top of the stairs to find my smiling, adorable 2-year-old son halfway up the stairs, balancing on the few inches of overhang on the outside of the banister. "Hi, Daddy," Brandon said. I'm surprised I even heard him. All I could focus on at the moment were the 6 feet that separated him from the hardwood floors below. What would you have done at that moment? Try to honestly gauge your level of anxiety just reading this story. Sitting there in the comfort of your car, try to picture your child's beaming face perched precariously close to total disaster. What do you feel? Where do you feel it? In your gut? Between your shoulder blades? Call it anxiety, call it dread, call it nerves. Whatever you call it, know this. That feeling is real, it is common, and it's actually here to help us. That's right, it's here to help us. No other feeling we experience is able to tell us more about ourselves than this anxiety. Thus, no other feeling is able to call us to personal growth like this anxiety. Life's relationships seem to be designed this way, inherently producing this feeling. If you think about it, our anxiety actually occurs more often and more intensely as we get closer to someone. Rather than provide us the comfort we think we need, close relationships increase the probability that we will experience profound pain. Our closest relationships, particularly those under one roof, actually increase the level of anxiety in our lives. Bummer, huh? Not really. It's not a bummer if we're able to reach a point in our growth where we can choose to experience this anxiety as helpful and even necessary. Rather than allowing our anxiety to provoke us to correct others, what if we took those feelings and looked within ourselves to their source? What does this heightened anxiety tell us about ourselves? It doesn't necessarily mean you're a worrywart, a nervous wreck, or in need of heavy medication. Your anxiety about a loved one speaks of a live, growing passion, a deep concern and care for that person. You would have reason to be concerned if you didn't feel anxious watching a loved one making a potentially dangerous decision. Your anxiety, especially when it comes to your kids, is a testament to how much you care, how much you want great things for them, how much passion you have for life itself. Whenever you experience this kind of anxiety, it's a call for your own growth. Congratulations, you have entered a customized opportunity designed specifically for your personal growth. You may not have asked for it, and you can always choose not to grow through it. Growth is always optional, your choice. You can choose to simply give in to your anxiety instead. But as we discussed earlier, you will pay a price. Remember, emotional reactivity has the uncanny ability to help create the very outcome you're hoping to prevent. Which reminds me, there's a little boy left dangling from the ledge of the stairs. With my anxiety shooting through the roof, this situation was obviously my own personal growth opportunity. So let's take a moment to evaluate my options. And we always have options. I could have chosen, of course, to do nothing and go on about my business. Giving in to anxiety, screaming, can take several forms, including running away. Who knows what would have happened if I'd done that? The worst possible scenario would have been that he reached the top, tried to climb over the banister, only to fall backward all the way to the floor. What's the growth potential for me in this scenario? Not much. I would have chosen to avoid it. My next option would be giving in to my anxiety and getting reactive, screaming, or lunging, or flinching. This would have been understandable, right? My son was in mortal danger, and I needed to save him. But think through what might have happened if I had allowed myself to react in that way. I actually could have frightened him into falling.